Okay, so I haven't done a podcast in a while, and the combination of that and not being able to put my thoughts in words on a page leads me here. So what am I going to talk about? I think I'm going to talk about being an introvert. Yes, I'm one of those people who is seemingly misunderstood, who's apparently like antisocial and hates people and hates small talk and all of this other crap. I've been reading lately a couple really good books on introverts and how what makes introverts what they are and our misconceptions of them and how to sort of make our way in a world that's not necessarily geared towards us. An introvert is someone who is geared towards the inner self. Now, it's not being selfish, but we gain energy from inside of ourselves. And when other forces, I hope I'm getting this right, other forces tend to bear down on us, we tend to lose energy. Now, we're not all, you know, like straight down, you know, either introverted or extroverted. I'm pretty introverted, according to a couple of the tests that I've taken. And it's basically it's a way for me to explain how I process the world. And I don't process the world. I process the world a little bit slower than a lot of people. I'm quieter than most people. That's because I'm observing the world. I'm looking at it. I'm taking everything in. Seeing what I like and don't like. And I'm taking my time doing it. I'm taking my time being an observer. And there's nothing wrong with me being an observer. There's nothing wrong with me taking it a step slower. In a modern world where everything's fast-paced and everything has to be done like 5 minutes ago, I think it's good because we can process things slowly, get a greater appreciation for it, and make better informed decisions as introverts. So, what else do I want to talk about with introverts is that we're not antisocial. I like going out. I like hanging out with folks. You know, I like going to parties. Like, I love having dinner with people. But there are times where, you know, I need a little bit of time to myself just to recharge my batteries. And there's nothing wrong with that. And to be me to feel like there is something wrong with me in needing that and wanting that pisses me off. I'm a normal, average person, and I'm not going to stand to be treated like a freak because my way of processing the world is different from everybody else. My way of being open is different than everybody else. And one of the hallmarks of being an introvert is we don't have a whole lot of friends. And that's true in my case. I don't have a whole lot of friends. But the friends that I do have are good, strong friends that aren't. The friendships that I have are very deep and very lasting. And I don't treat them lightly. You know, I have acquaintances, yes. But the friends I have are my friends. Those are the people that I care about very, very deeply. And when I'm touching on a lot of things, or one aspect of being an introvert that's sort of mistaken is that we're not really capable of being in a relationship with anybody, which is BS. We don't process. Let me go back. And I've talked about this, I've written a little bit about this, where it's a paradox where we're pretty self-contained people, But we want to, but at least in my case, I want to keep my heart open and able to give to someone, which is not the easiest thing for me to do. But it doesn't mean that I try, that I'm not going to try, that there is some, it doesn't mean that there was something wrong with me when I'm quiet or I don't answer you right away. Or it seems like I'm not there, that I'm distant. I'm not distant. I am just a step slower in processing my feelings, which I do have. A lot of people seem to think that introverts don't have, you know, deep feelings, which is totally not the case. We probably feel, and at least I know in my case, feel very deeply, but when we feel very deeply about certain things and certain people, and when we do feel deeply, we feel really deeply, and to be called distant sort of cuts into the heart of who we are. Because we're not distant. We want to get our feelings and our emotions out. But we're not going to light our butts on fire to do it. We're going to be deliberate, slow, but meaningful and impactful when we say what we do. And that goes for relationships, when we talk to our friends, and when we talk to our coworkers. We may not have a whole lot of words, but the words that we say and write and feel, we believe carry a lot of weight. And that's one of the ways we look at the world. We have a deep impact every time out. It may not seem like it, but we do. Talk to you later.